We're on now. We see your hand. This is the, this is going to be the contest for who wins the crossword puzzle prize for number two and number one.
We just flip the coin in here one time and decide.
No, we can't, Mike. We have to do three flips of the coin. One down the stairs.
I don't want
to
flip one down the stairs. I don't want to flip anything.
Well, I'll do it then. We flip one down the stairs, one in the toilet, and one somewhere else.
Well, Frank, why isn't you having determined where we're flipping this third time?
What
do you want? I got a good idea, Frank. Why don't you go out and flip it in the traffic, and then we're not get it?
No. I have a good idea, Mike. Why don't we flip it onto the photocopier, and then close the lid real fast, and then when that photocopy comes out, we'll see if it was heads or tails. You see what I'm saying?
And knowing our luck, the coin will slide into the machine somewhere and damage it permanently for life.
No, You flip it onto the copier.
And we'll crack the glass, and then it'll cost another $400 to get it fixed.
No, here's what you do. You flip it. You know how you flip it onto your hand, and you don't see it real fast? Then you just take it, you flip it over, and stick it on the copier. That's if we have to have a tiebreaker.
Sounds pretty bogus to me.
Look, that's if we have to have a tiebreaker. First is the toilet, okay? Then it comes the, first comes the toilet, and then comes the other one. What was the other one? The stairs, all right? And if they're both the same, then we don't have to worry about the third one. But if we have to do the third one, we'll do the photocopier, okay? Mike? That's going to be the contest, okay? Now, we have to determine who's going to be heads and who's going to be tails. Mike, who's heads and who's tails? What? What are you saying? Mike, when are we going to do this? Here is the key to the universe right here. Whoa, look at that. Can't see it. Key to the universe. Right there.
Did you like the super object of the end of the world as you know it?
I have to talk to you about those.
I want to keep that one.
Alright, we'll discuss it. We'll use it for the photo at least. But look, Mike, we're taping now and we have to do the crossword puzzle.
Go ahead, flip the coin. I'll be the unofficial observer.
No, I'm taping. You're flipping the coins. Okay, you're going to be the coin flipper.
Oh, if that's the case, then I ain't no way...
You're the coin flipper.
I am no way going out in the balcony to flip a coin or down the stairs.
We're not doing the balcony. We're doing the stairs and the toilet and the photocopier if necessary. The photocopier is a tiebreaker.
We're going to flip it once in the toilet and whoever wins and we'll flush it from there.
No. Once in the stairs, once in the toilet. It's to make it more exciting,
okay? If I'm flipping the coin, I think it's very exciting that it puts it in the toilet bowl.
Look, it's like a sweepstakes, Mike. You know, you flip it once.
So sweepstakes. No, Frank, it's a flush stakes. That's what we're going to have, okay? The new thing.
No, Mike.
Why is it called a sweepstakes? Everyone know that?
Why don't we...
Do they sweep anything that has to do with the stakes?
Well, if we have a broom, if we have a broom, we can sweep it down the stairs. So we have a broom here? It could be a sweepstakes. All right, look. Look, Mike.
What?
Why don't we get a slingshot and...
Frank, you know you're doing that, Frank?
What?
You know what you're doing now?
What?
You're getting that disease you already have.
What?
You're getting that thing you just cannot keep stop saying my name. You just keep saying it.
Mike, we'll take a slingshot, okay? We'll take a penny or a coin and, like, sling it.
Sling it in someone's head, and when it lodges in his forehead,
we'll wait till a police car comes by, and we'll shoot it through the windshield, and then we'll see what if it's heads or tails, and then we get arrested.
Good idea.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, go ahead, go shoot the first one.
Mike, look, we're going to do the three things, okay? And it has to be somewhat official, and this will determine who wins all the prizes. I mean, it's going to be, like, at least $23 in money. Plus, I mean, at least another $50 worth of prizes. So we're talking about, like, $75 here, you know? It's a lot of money, you know?
Mike, these prizes are valueless, okay? They are valueless junk.
Don't say that. Look, here are the prizes up for grabs here. Now, I mean, there's some good prizes here.
Frank, is this a little thing you have to do? Is it because you haven't used that camera in a while? You feel you have to get it out and just waste tons of footage on this?
Look, we're not wasting footage. It's not like film. It doesn't cost anything, okay?
It is like film.
Fish Tank of Death, how much did that cost?
Too much.
$25, right?
I don't know. We're all out of junk with it.
And the fish care products cost about $15-$20 right there.
I wonder if we waited long enough, the water would go down to nothing.
It would, I think. But isn't it like each time it goes half down, takes a certain amount of time, so it'll keep going half and it'll never actually get there? Isn't that how...
That's physics, and that has to do with, like, distances,
Mike,
and things, not Mike, capacity.
Mike, look. Here's what... Look. Well, I'll put the camera on me, and I'll read the prizes. Okay? All right, so we...
It's amazing that camera's still in any kind of piece.
Oh, come on.
Well, you treat it.
Okay, so we have... I can't do this. My arm is getting... I think I hit the button by accident. Okay. So we have the fish tank of death, which is right there.
Can you whisper to the camera?
And we have some useless fish care products, which is... What, a dechlorinator and a fish net and what else? Like fish food, things like that. Is the fish food included, Mike?
Now, whatever happened to that peanut we threw in there? It sprouted and it disappeared.
I think it was eaten by something.
Some fungus, some
those,
algae.
Those rocks down there, it must be like very slow life forms or something.
It's just like this, it just absorbed
right,
around after a while.
The key to the universe.
Well, a few more plastic plants in there.
Look, the key to the universe is this thing.
I'm afraid to empty that out.
I'm
afraid to empty that. There might be something under there.
Mike, I'm talking to the people about this. For this.
There's no people. No one's ever going to see this.
Mike, okay? Anyone who's looking at this on a TV set now are the people, okay? This is the key
what
to the
TV
universe.
Set?
This is a videotape that can be played on any TV set that has a video thing.
Who
VCR.
Would know I want to put this on a TV set?
I don't know. Who knows? In the future. Crossword puzzle aficionados. I don't know. Key to the universe. The only thing is, we don't tell you where the keyhole of the universe is, so you're screwed. Alright? What else do we have?
I'll tell you where the keyhole of the universe is.
$20 in cash.
I'll tell you where the hole is.
Shut up.
You know where the hole is?
Shut up. We have the $20 in cash, and that's very simple. Too bad it's going to be in pennies.
In pennies. How are we going to ship $20 in pennies?
Hey.
Where are we giving $20 in pennies?
I don't know.
The bank doesn't wouldn't give you $20 in pennies.
I have like $5 in pennies.
And you're gonna count them all out, huh?
Look, the bank will give you 20 in pennies, or
rolls.
At least look.
In rolls.
Yeah, in rolls. We'll send the person rolls.
No, we're not sending the rolls.
Why not?
That's totally.
Mike.
Pain in the ass.
An autographed box of Pastina. Now that's among the most valuable things on this. How much does Pastina cost? Like $1.20?
No, probably less than that.
We won't kill you. So if you won the prize, we won't kill you. In person.
We will kill them later on, so...
No. We won't kill them, actually, in person, which means that at no point in the future... Say in the future we become, like, assassins or something. Then we won't kill the person, ever. That's like protecting their life for good. Okay.
From us.
A trip around the world or a can of sardines, our choice, so...
I think we should give a trip around the world.
Yeah. The trip around the world or a can of sardines, all right. I think it's the sardines, Mike.
Alright.
Now...
The sardines are important, so they didn't come halfway.
How about you appear...
The sardines are important, they came halfway around the world.
Yeah. So you will appear as a character in an upcoming installment of Nomads and be killed by Mike and Frank.
Well, written by me, of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know about that.
I'm writing it. Of course, I always write it.
Let's see, what else do we have here? And anything but Monday Productions check for some value between $3 and $300. Now, this is not random. This is chosen by us, so...
$3.
$3.01 it's going to be, I think. How's that? Oh, how about... I like $3.03.
I don't like that at all.
Well, I'm going to write the check, so too bad.
No, you're not.
Jerry's Pizza and Family Restaurant Menu.
You know why I don't write the check, Frank? Because I have a checkbook.
Yeah. Jerry's Pizza and Family Restaurant Menu. I think this is the most valuable thing in the prize, and let's take a look at that if we can.
This is great typesetting and excellent graphic work.
It's very valuable, and that's worth, what, about $1,200?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe some strange parallel universe would be worth that much.
Oh, come on! Stop ruining everything. A terribly annoying ceramic statue of a California raisin. You want to show us that? It's a visual...
Don't show Nancy Grandmother this.
A visual aid. Wait, hold on. Let me zoom in on this thing. Oh, that is terribly annoying. And an ancient Mayan artifact, Mike. This is...
I really don't want to give this away, but...
Mike.
It is the ancient Mayan ashtray of the gods.
Okay, we can see that.
Rumor has it was forged by... I can't even say his name, it's so long. This is an ancient Mayan artifact.
Quetzalcoatl?
That's what the lady said.
Yeah, pretzel koala. Pretzel koala.
She said she had. She said the gods have blessed her with thousands of them. She got to get rid of them.
Oh yeah.
So I gave $50 for it. I thought it was a good deal.
$50. So we should be adding this up. This is going to easily be over $2,000. These all these prizes.
Especially when you give away the car.
A note from a mouse. I was kind of like, I drank too much coffee when I was writing this thing up, and I wrote a note from a mouse for no reason. So I'm gonna have to write something myself or get something. I don't know what the hell a note from a mouse is. Do you, Mike?
Yeah, I know what it is.
You do? What is it?
So to whom it may concern?
Fuck cats.
Congratulations on winning the crossword puzzle. The sign the mouse.
Sign, yeah, something like that. A 1989 Cadillac Coupe de Ville or a can of sardines are a choice. And I think that all depends if we win the lottery tonight or not. But
who's playing the lottery tonight?
Neither of us, so I guess you get the can of sardines.
Guys are pretty soon we're going to win tonight, huh?
It's the sardines, then. Yeah, so...
There's no odds at all that we're going to win, is there?
I...
I guess not, unless someone else bought one for us and we didn't know about it. There's more chance of that than actually winning, you know? There's more chance of someone, like, actually have... Someone at random said, gee, I'll buy a ticket and give it to someone. So anyway, those are the prizes.
There's more variables there, Frank. I think that...
What?
No. What? There's not more of a chance of that happening.
Look, I wanna do this.
Actually, probably is. You're probably right.
Here, I wanna do this. I wanna add up how much this is all worth, okay? Alright, Mike? Can we do that? Fish Tank of Death, what was that, about $25? Fish Care Products, about another 20?
Oh, God, I don't
know how much. Oh, it was that much, come on.
Well, including the dead fish? The now deceased fish?
Yeah. Because there is dead fish powder in there. So, now what else do we have here? We have. Key to the Universe, that's worth what, about $10? Okay. $20 in cash is worth how much? $20.
At least $20 to $50.
Autograph box of Pastina. Pastina's about $1.20 plus the autographs, making about $35.
Yeah.
Because that's our autograph, you know.
Pastina, I don't know if it's... Pastina's
we won't kill you, that's worth a lot. How much do you want to say it's worth, about $6.50?
At least $6.50?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about what his physical elements are worth. We use down this whole form to kill him. That's what he's worth.
Trip around the world, or a can of sardines. How much is a can of sardines worth? Or do we take the average of the two?
Yeah, I think we take the average.
Okay, well, how much does a trip around the world cost?
It's got to be... How long, how many countries, and how many days, you know?
You want to say like $10,000?
Yeah, I wrote that exact same total on my...
What?
I wrote that exact same amount right on my sheet.
Really? And plus, how much is a can of sardines? So about $1.50, maybe.
Yeah, $1.59.
$1.59. Divide by two. That's $10,000. $1.59. Divided by two equals that's $5,000.80.
Okay.
So that's recall memory plus $5,000.80. That's, oh boy, we're already way up there. Okay, appearing in Nomads, how much is that worth in someone's career?
It's priceless. It really can't.
How much about, about 300, about $300? How much is that worth, would you say?
I mean, I think all the publicity, I mean, no people are going to see him.
All right, how about
3,000 readers?
How about $6,500?
All right.
Okay.
Starters, I mean, I guess I'd let it go for that.
Well, wouldn't that be the same as our advertising rate or not?
Or at least.
So, $6,500.
Page.
Okay. All right. What else do we got here? Anything in Wonder Productions check for some value? Again, we're going to have to average this. Right? Okay. This tape is going to be rather long, isn't it? Eventually it can be edited, though, I think.
I'm not speaking anymore on this tape.
Why not?
I'm tired. I want to write this.
300 plus 3 equals 303 divided by 2 equals... $151.50.
Okay. Yeah, I think the check itself, Frank, is worth whatever it's going to have to be, an average.
No, it's an average. It has to be an average. So, okay. Jerry's Pizza and Family Restaurant menu, we already said that was worth about, what,
$1,200? I don't know, man. I'll probably have to go down there and print that one up. I mean, there's the thing to print one of those up at a printer, how much it would cost, just to print out one.
About $650.
Yeah.
So it's about $1,300 then.
It's only one menu. Only one page.
Yeah.
Pull it over, so.
How about that California raisin? How much would you appraise that as being?
At least $2.
$2? $2. Okay, the Mayan artifact? What's that worth? At least six.
It's from a god, I mean, come on.
At least like $15.99, right? Would say about, is it about $15.99, would you say?
From a god, I mean, come on.
All right, $19.99.
All right.
Okay, and a note from a mouse.
That's worth at least $1 billion. To get a mouse right, I mean that takes a lot of time.
Look, we're not gonna overdo it here.
We're talking training. We're talking getting the anthropomorphic mouse. We're talking getting the.
How about $800? Okay.
That's a steal.
Okay, and I know it's a steal, but this contest is a steal. Coupe de Ville or a can of sardines. So we have to average that again. Okay, well, how much does a Coupe de Ville cost about?
$15,000.
About 15?
Loaded, yeah.
How much can sardine again, $1.59?
Yeah.
Wait, $15,000 plus $1.59 equals $15,001.59. Divided by 2 equals $7,500.80. Okay, so plus $7,500.80 equals. Okay, are you ready for the grand total? This is what this contest is worth. Okay, the winner of this contest will get.
The price is right. The package.
The winner of this contest will get over. Not over. This is going to be exact. You know, you always say over. You know, of course, it's over. It's a certain amount, but over exactly $21,391.59 worth of prizes.
Can we afford that?
Huh?
Can we afford that?
$21,391.59 worth of prizes. That's over $21,000 worth of prizes.
If we had $21,000 worth of if we liquidated these $21,000 worth of prizes, wouldn't our financial problems be solved as a company?
Yeah, but what about our pledge to our readers provide them with the best crossword puzzle possible?
Yeah, they're also going to make more money than we can see. We make more money on this contest than we're going to make in the next 5 years.
Yeah, but see, we're not actually losing it because we already own all this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. They cooked the bill. They cooked on the world, yeah.
It's true, we did the deal. No, we don't own that. We might buy that, you see.
Oh.
We're not necessarily going to... We don't own that, but we're...
What about time and suffering?
Look, we're not talking about that kind of stuff, okay? This is a prize worth over $21,000, okay?
What about the time it took me to make this trust puzzle up?
Mike, it's figured into the $21,000.
No, it's not. That's $391.
10%.
10%.
Mike, that's the 59. That's
surcharge is 10%.
Mike, effort is the 59 cents.
What?
Mike,
anything that
that's
I
your effort, the 59
anything that
cent.
I write, you got 10% surcharge on it. It's
all right, look, let's move on here, okay? I'm not in the mood to bicker about these things. All right. All right, we have two winning entries. It's a tie, and so we're going to have to go to the tiebreaker, which is going to consist of three flips of a coin. Same coin, mind you. Mike's going to have to stick his hand in the toilet and get the coin out of there.
Watch me not do this.
Mike, you know the water in the toilet before you defecate in it is not dirty, okay?
Oh, no, it's clean. There's no germs left in the toilet bowl after you defecate in it.
You understand, that water is... it's not. It's all washed away.
All washed away, and so are the germs, huh?
Look, it's so clean, I'd drink it.
Yeah?
Yeah, except it has that blue stuff in it.
Yeah, well... I beg to differ. I guarantee you would not drink it.
Then again, I might not drink it. You're right. So, you know, we've gone 700...
Look, dogs drink toilet water.
750...
Wait, don't dogs drink toilet water?
Incremental points so far in this
game. Did it ever affect them? Dogs, they drink it all the time.
What do they drink?
No, toilet water.
Well, dogs have a different digestive system.
Oh, they're also very much lower than us in the evolutionary scale. That's probably... And the reason why they probably lower. Are... And the reason why they probably are is because they...
No way. They're much higher. They evolved from humans. Did they?
No. Sorry.
Now look, here's all
that was squirrels, okay? Get it straight.
Here's the responses. This is from a Mr. Let's do the close-up here. This is from a Mr. Jonathan Mates of San Francisco, but he screwed up. He didn't get it right, so he doesn't win. Here's Mr. Dan Cook.
St. Papoulos.
What? He put St. Papoulos. And Grope, if he got it all wrong, too.
He deserves it.
This is from Dan Cook, Ruben 417, 35 Fifth Ave, New York, New York, 10003. And his was right, except... I think it was right, except for one letter. And John Creams of...
I hate these people.
Box 418, the University of Madison, New Jersey.
I rescind the prizes.
07940. Also got the same exact letter wrong, so they both...
I don't want to give any prizes!
So they both... Mike, they both are tied because... Mike, they both are tied.
How often have you been using this calling card number?
What?
How often have you been using this?
I used it a couple times.
Quite a few times, I bet.
Why?
I have this terrible gut-wrenching feeling we get our phone bill for next month. It's going to have these huge amounts of charges on it for this call.
Come on, Mike. You know I wouldn't do that.
No.
I would never do that. All right. You know, folks, I would never do that. I would never do that.
Frank,
look, I use it a couple times, okay? I use it when I needed to use it.
I understand. How does this thing work?
I call Jim Lord. I call all these people.
How much is it going to cost us now extra per call?
40 cents.
Every call is 40 cents extra?
No. Not every call. Only calls you make with a card.
Every call you make with that card costs 40 cents more than would call on a regular call.
Yeah.
From our telephone number?
No.
From where we are?
From wherever you are.
Fine, but isn't a payphone rate insanely high as it is?
No, you don't understand. They don't do that. They're not going to do that because they charge you for that position, okay? Wherever that payphone is, considering that our business phone was there, I think. I don't know, though. They might charge the other rate.
We're gonna make it's going to cost so much more money.
Look, man, don't worry about it. Look, understand. Mike, here's the thing, all right? Look, I'm talking to the people, Mike, okay? I'm talking to them, Mike. So,
So we're going to do this thing. If you're watching this tape and if you're getting kind of bored at the tedium sitting here, I don't know what Mike's doing. He's been filling out a card for his father for like the past 20 minutes.
It's April 6th.
Mike, you put down, "Dear Dad, happy birthday. Love, Mike." What are you writing over there?
I wasn't concentrating.
You're writing, "Dear Dad, thanks for, you know, thanks this and that and everything." And I don't know.
I got a very, very unique person.
Look, people watching this, say, now tell Mike, okay? Now speak up. Tell Mike it's time to do the contest, okay? With me now, ready? It's time to do the contest. It's time to do the contest. It's time.
Just give me the silence for a second.
Look, all right, be quiet. Mike's making a call.
I'm making a haircut appointment for Saturday.
Oh, you think that's important? I'm gonna do it. We're gonna do it in the background then. Me and my television friends.
Yeah, I think I
have a coin.
Battery's running out. We have to do it. We'll sign off until we're ready to do it. What is that?
Game Town token. I flipped it, and I win.
Mike, what is it? What is on that? Can I see that coin for a minute?
It's Game Town. It's got the Game Town building in the front, and it's got no cash value in the back.
Okay. Now, Mike, you have to choose my left or right hand. Now, which side will this represent?
Mike, I don't want to need one of your hands.
Mike, now look.
I'm not choosing
Mike,
your hands.
Here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna say.
Choose your own hand.
You say, "I want no cash value left hand." Or you say, "I want building right hand." Or either one, any one of those. And I'll do that, and that'll determine who is who, okay? Can you do that? All right, hold on a second. We'll do that.
Mike, this is a very complicated contest, okay? Now, I'm doing this in my I'm doing my hands here, Mike. Okay, are you ready?
What have you been smoking today?
Mike.
What have you been doing?
I'm not doing anything. Will you just do it, please?
All
right.
How long have you been here?
I'm mixing these things up, okay? And there we go. Now, choose. Will you choose? Will you choose? Will you choose? Will you choose? What do you want?
No cash value left hand, Game Town building right hand.
No cash value left hand. Okay, that means John Crean's is no cash value.
That's true, he doesn't.
Wait. Hold on. John Crean's is no cash.
I don't like John Crean's. I don't like Dan Cook. I don't want these people to win.
Look, John Crean's.
Got it wrong.
John Crean's is.
No, I had a better idea. Next contest is the person who answers the most incorrectly.
No cash value. Dan Cook. Dan Cook is what, building? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Dan Cook is building. Okay, now, Mike, can we do this, please? We're going to do one. Can we just go do it in the toilet, please? Come on, will you do it? Can we do that, please? The battery's running out. We just got to do it, okay?
I want to see if the ad is there.
Mike, I don't want to see if the ad is there. I want to do this. Can we do this, please? Come on. This is the official contest. John Crean's is no cash value. Dan Cook is the building. Okay, it's the best 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 3. And here is the bathroom where we're going to flip it into the toilet. And one of us is going to have to retrieve it. And, okay. Now, ow! Shoot, man. I mean, shit.
Shoot. You're
now, wait. Now, you got to flip it so it flips a lot, okay? So just don't toss it in there, okay? Then we'll zoom in and we'll see what it was, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3, flip. Try again, man.
Hey,
try again.
You need to lob a coin into a toilet.
Yeah.
You tried.
So bad, you obviously have a lot of practice doing this. Wait, you want to try again? Okay.
I always lob coins in the toilets. This yesterday I was doing it in public.
Yeah. I haven't done it for a while. Myself. I used to do it in
I got it now.
Port Authority. Like,
he doesn't want to go in.
Like, it's a kind of thing, it's a contest that has to be done. Like, look.
This is solely for enjoyment and amusement purposes.
Wait, no.
We're not trying to get the coin in the toilet. Because nobody wants to see Mike go wrist deep and pull it out. That's gross.
No, wait a second. What the hell? Can we even see it? Look, I'm going to put my hand in there. It looks like...
That's disgusting.
It's building.
Is it?
It's building. Now, look, I got
who's the building?
Building is Dan Cook.
Oh, good, because I hate John Phoenix.
But wait, I got it. Now.
That's disgusting, man. You're totally out of your mind.
This is the... face that was up. Oh god, it's all slimy in there.
Yeah, get the nice hair in the picture too. Make sure you care as well.
What the hell?
Real advertising.
Okay, so this is
the pubic hair on the toilet bowl.
Posing with the pubic hair. Extreme close up.
I'm not touching that coin again. You're disgusting.
What? I have more of these coins.
Good.
It is building. Okay, so far, Dan Cook wins, and he would win if we weren't doing it the other way, right? Now why don't you hold the camera while I flip it down the stairs? Okay. Can you do that, please?
Oh, you hold it.
Will you hold the camera?
No.
You want to flip it down the stairs?
Yeah, but not that coin.
Well, what coin are we going to use? You have another Game Town token?
I have one more.
Ah, oh, damn, there's a pubic hair on this post-it note. cook. It's not mine. Well, I don't have pubic hair. What are you talking about?
You show it to your family later in the years to come?
What? I'm sure we'll show it to someone. I don't know. Now, 1 foot down the stairs. You can't miss this one, Mike, okay? You can't miss this one. Okay, you ready? No, wait. Hold on. Hold on. It's the same thing. Building is Dan Cook. John Kringer's is No Cash Value. My impression was it had to get all the way down the stairs.
That was not my impression.
Mike, it has to get all the way down the stairs. Will you please flip it all the way down
the stairs? We'll get a problem. It's not a building. It's a boat.
So, fine. It'll building a boat or equivalent, okay? Anything that begins with a B.
Well, it comes up with a bird on it.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Well, let me get over here. And lob away.
Yeah, winner.
Where is it?
It's down
there. Where? Yeah! I'm carrying a camera. Wait, you have to get... Wait. Hold on. It is.
Of course not.
It is. It is. No cash value. So. So we have a tie. And now we have to do the photocopier tiebreaker. Now, I got to tell you the instructions for this.
What an incredible waste of time. You're doing this. I am not doing this.
Okay? Now, true or false. Alright, wait. Here. I want you to do this. Flip it.
I was just impaled by the blinds on my door.
Flip, Mike. Here's what I want you to do. Flip it. Put it in your hand. Don't look at it. Stick it on. No. What, you just did it?
Yep, it's flipped.
It's not flipped.
It is.
You're saying whatever comes out, so whichever faces down is the one that, right?
I guess, yeah.
All right, folks, whatever faces down. I don't think that was official enough.
That was flipped.
You're flipped. Like, you're flipped. So you want to say that that's it? Yeah. All right, folks, here it is. I don't like that flip. It seems like a foul call to me, but it is random, isn't it? Okay, the coin is down here. Here comes the photocopy, and here is the final outcome. Who wins? No cash value. John Crean's wins.
It wasn't official.
What?
That wasn't official.
That wasn't official? What? Mike, I'm sorry, man. That's it. No, you didn't do it. Do you think that photocopier was fair? Mike, you want to do it right? Remember what I was saying?
No, Mike, it's too late. It's already official. Flip the winner. Yahoo!
Mike, you had to flip it, grab it in your hand, flip it over, and then stick on the copy. I'm sorry, Mike. I can't accept this.
Good. I guess there's no winner. Well, next time, try again next time, folks. For this.
All right, John Crean's win. That's it. What is this, Mike? Huh?
I'm pulled up in my banana.
Mike.
No. Yeah, this is a waste of time.
What's a waste of time?
It's quarter after six.
Yeah.
And you're fucking around with the camera.
I'm fucking around with the camera. What? Why do we have a camera, Mike? If we're not going to fuck around with it. Huh?
So you can fall out of your love and bust like you did last time.
Huh?
Put the fucking camera on a tripod. Let's get work to work.
Where's the fucking tripod? Where's my tripod? Where is my tripod, Mike?
It's because you lost your fucking tripod.
Where's my tripod, Mike? Where is it?
I don't know.
Where's my tripod? Is it in the closet? Is it in the closet?
Mike.
Is it in the
closet? It's your fucking tripod. You find it.
Is it in the closet, Mike? Is it in the closet? No. We're not going to photocopy the banana. If you photocopy the banana, it's better to set it on... Well, okay. That's pretty good. That's not bad. Huh? Here, I had a good idea. Hold on a second.
Photocopy the month award.
Photocopy the month, great. No, I want to just do something, okay? Just, like, stand over here, okay? It's not too heavy, is it? Now, let's see how this looks.
What are you doing?
We'll see how it looks later on. It's like it's going back and forth, you know? Just the motion. Wait, hold on a second. Move, but wait. Go down so it'll see us. See? It's like going back and forth. Isn't that cool?
You're bugging.
You mean I'm bugging? Wait, we could photocopy the camera. Yeah. Where's my tripod? Let me keep going.
I just stick it on that, and I'm gonna film us from there.
Well, I don't know what the view is.
Looking out pretty good, isn't it?
It did.
Can you tell what that is?
Looks like some kind of an alien.
This is my web, Frank.
So you finally can do a web, huh?
We want to open up my web.
I wish we could do this more of a wide angle way. Because I mean, I don't know if I can. The only way I can focus on both of this is like from over here.
From the hallway or something.
You know, I mean,
oh, what's this? This is our. This is the degeneration of the.
We're wasting incredible amount of time.
What?
We're wasting an incredible amount of time.
You think so? You think so, huh?
Yeah. So when you start pushing at me. And I have to leave at 11 o'clock tonight or something.
You're leaving at 11 o'clock? Gee, that's real good.
Well, I'll be out of here.
You're leaving at 12. Well, you know.
Do you want me to get up and do work tomorrow?
What?
Do you want me to do work tomorrow while you're prancing around the city?
What?
I'm obviously going to have to come in and do work tomorrow, correct?
Look, we got to figure out exactly what we're going to be doing, okay?
I'm not going to the city with you tomorrow. You're going to talk to Gobert for about 10 minutes total tomorrow and set up a meeting for us exclusively from April 24th, okay? Where all of us can sit down and talk about all these things we want to do, okay? Super object promotion, whatever. Expanding our features, everything.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what you got to do. And take care of that cover thing. And then get back here as soon as you can.
Yeah.
You can't be in New York City until like 8 o'clock tomorrow night, as it would be worthless.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to miss class and go in and out. I have to go to MTV on Tuesday, you know?
So go to MTV on Tuesday. We're talking about Monday now. We're not talking about Tuesday.
What? What are you talking about?
We're not talking.
You don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about Monday.
Look, I have a good idea for this camera, okay? Since it can't get.
What are you doing with your tripod?
I don't know where the hell it is.
It may be in here.
It's the only place I can think of it being. I don't see it in here, though.
It isn't even in here. You live in the city when you brought the thing back?
It might be. I don't know where it is.
Is it in your? Is it in the briefcase?
It's not in my. In my briefcase.
No, in the carrying case. The carrying case.
It could never fit in there, you know that.
The carrying case, you don't carry the tripod in the carrying case?
No, it would never fit in there, you know that. Alright, now.
Is the camera on both of us now?
No, it's not. The only way we can do it is if we set this on like 99, it'll keep going back and forth between us. You know? Well, I'm just trying to see where I can set it up, and it's going to get both.
Well, what view of it is it now?
It's just the view of. I don't know. Oh, the battery's running out too. I'd have to plug it in. I can get a view of you. But it won't have a view of me. It's not. It just. We don't have the right kind of fisheye lens.
Should I do an MCI commercial?
Yeah, do it.
I can't remember all of it. It's so stupid. And they use improper English in the commercial.
Did they? No, you know where I could put it. If I put it like over here. We could see, like,
you and me, like this.
I don't know. It's going to have to be over one of our shoulders or something.
Put it on 99, having going back between the two of us.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work, though. But it's going to be kind of, no. If we had a sound device, we could, like, try to go back and forth when we talk. But it's on now at this point.
20 after 6, and you're wasting more time.
Okay, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Frank Norris. My guess is you won't last another year. You become a pawn of MTV to go. Working for them, becoming just like a little reject loser that works at the place. For nothing. A mailroom boy. Shipping clerk. His quote today, at 4/16/89, with your attitude, we'll never be able to continue publishing this magazine. Saying that to me, if I have a poor attitude. I got news for you. Frank Nora is the one with a poor attitude. E. Total user. Why is he in the bathroom again? Because he feels like drinking 10 gallons of water. It's a novelty thing. He's a procrastinator. He wastes time. He's psychopathic. Everyone in his family.
waiting for you to get in here.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
Talking to the camera?
No.
I heard you talking.
I was on the phone.
You're on the phone. Well, I can just look in the camera and see what you're just saying.
No, waste more time now.
Why don't we just turn the camera off and do it?
Thank you.
So we just turn the camera off and do it, or what?
What you do?
Yo, now you don't care what I do. How about if I stick it on this shelf and it'll, you know, it'll be like, I don't know what it'll be like. Let's just check it. If I put it up here.
I don't want the camera on me.
I'll put the camera on the screen. I'm just going to turn the camera off and then we're going to work, okay? It's going off now.
This car. He doesn't want to upset his wife. He's expecting twins. So he's not required security. Twins! He's already got 6 kids!
What?
Mel Gibson's already got 5 kids. He's expecting twins. He's going to be like 7 kids he's going to have.
What, this crazy woman is going to have
Mel
twins?
Mel Gibson's wife.
This crazy woman or what?
Mel Gibson's wife.
Oh, boy.
Like, they have like 5 kids. Look, Shadow Stevens.
Shadow Stevens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's that guy from the Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
He's
35.
I see. So, we're here at, where are we now? We're somewhere in Wayne, New Jersey.
And Kiwanik.
Kiwanik? What do you mean Kiwanik?
Pequannock.
Pequannock. It's one of those Indian names. And we're sitting here, I'm visiting Mike in his security position, and it seems like the audio is going in and out with the wind. I don't know. So now we're going to ask Mike a couple more questions about certain things. All right? Now, let's see what we got here. What are you reading, Mike?
Gee, Frank, what am I reading? What does it look like I'm reading?
Now look, our viewers don't know what you're reading.
They do. They're all the same. It's like some kind of tabloid.
Some sort of generic tabloid. Well, you want to tell us exactly what tabloid it is? Mike.
What?
Mike.
What?
Mike. Will you face the camera?
No. Profile, my best friend. It's Guns N' Roses, may never be the same.
What?
Lead singer Axl Rose and band members have laid down the law. If Slash and Izzy don't clean up their act and seek help for substance abuse, 2 guitars will be replaced. Slash has driven the other band members crazy with his disappearing act and unreliability.
We're here in Pequannock, the next stop will be Madison, New Jersey, to interview some more annoying people from the past. This is Frank Nero signing off, Sunday, May 7th, 1989.